Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
All right, before we start today's show, we should let you know that Gas Digital is in the holiday spirit, so we have an amazing giveaway going on right now. Our friends at Infinite CBD are giving away a $1,000 CBD bundle pack to one lucky fan, and we're also going to throw in a pair of all-access passes to Skankfest South, happening March 27th through 29th in Houston, Texas. This is an incredible deal. To enter, all you have to do is click the link in the episode description or go to infinitecbd.com/gasgiveaway.
Motherfuckers, no. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
The song as a kid, I always imagined her actually kissing Santa Claus, and like,
right,
and what a whore.
You forgot the dad part.
Tongue in him too.
Well, I never had a dad, so it, like, there was so many layers to this where it's like, but I really always, I was like, what a whore, like, what a pig.
Yeah.
But if you didn't have a dad, you know, your mother's single, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool. I had you're a dad, single, but it would be. A little fucked up.
No, it pissed me off because my parents weren't happy together, so it seemed too real.
Yeah,
Santa, she was enjoying it.
I saw mommy getting thrown down stairs by Santa Claus.
I want to see mommy kissing Mrs. Claus. That's what I'm looking for. High five, right, fellas? Huh?
Nice.
gang.
That'd be dope. Mrs. Claus never leaves.
Came home hard already. We're 30 seconds in.
Let's. We got a great show planned today. Merry Christmas. We pre-taped it. Made sure we got a live Christmas morning show. And I know you got the kids are around the Christmas tree right now. They're opening their gifts. Everyone's drinking eggnog. Your family's about to come over. You know what? You get to fucking listen to the Real Ass Podcast, and we're going to do some nice racist comedy for you guys. Why not, guys? Great show. But yeah, she's kissing dad, you know, the dad who's dressed as Santa Claus. But from the kid's perspective, this kid is fucked up because he's watching his mom cheat on fucking his dad with Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to go tell dad, and he's going to fucking murder you, you slut.
In your head, it's because... This is the Jackson 5. This is Michael Jackson. That's Black Santa Claus.
Damn right.
So much funnier. Yeah. Well, I love that.
That's Joe Jackson Santa Claus.
Joe Jackson, yeah.
Joe Jackson would beat the shit out of Santa Claus. Beat the kids, beat the wife. He said, oh, you think it's a game, huh? You think it's a game? I don't give a fuck.
You got deer skin shoes. he's
fucking Santa Claus up. Everyone is beaten and tied up in a basement.
A switch for the deer.
There you go.
Huh? Yeah, huh? Yeah. Oh, come to my house. Yeah. It's Joe Jackson house. Huh?
Now, Gary,
Indiana, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I come from the coal mines. Is this what I get? It's all day, baby.
Greens, potatoes,
JJ.
Hey.
I love that.
Lambs, hogs, dogs, chickens.
Tis the season.
You name it.
What a great show we have planned today, guys. All right. You turn it off. Thank you. Hear this fucking this kid singing a song about how he's just fucked up for the rest of his life.
It's weird to hear a child's voice who's gonna be a pedophile.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Whoa!
Allegedly, allegedly, factual.
None of those fucking kids.
That's right, Godfrey, you will not go against Michael. Jackson's he didn't give a fuck.
He didn't. I didn't believe he did any of that shit. I think they took him down because he had a lot of fucking property they wanted back. They had to find a way to get his ass.
You thought this was
it was a property situation?
Sure.
It's like a Monopoly game.
This motherfucker owns like part of Sony and the Beatles. He owned a lot of shit.
Oh, that's what you mean by property.
And Paul McCartney was pissed.
I thought you were right.
Paul McCartney hated that motherfucker. He was like, you motherfucker.
I was like, you think they sent him to be a pedophile over some land?
But I don't think, my thing is this. People act like Michael Jackson was living in a fucking studio apartment. First of all, I'm sure he was like the kid. He's like, the kid stayed in my room. His room was a fucking lobby, probably. Mm. You know what I mean? And they probably slept in like separate shit.
Different
like
corners
if I,
of the
if
bed.
If I met Michael Jackson, Wouldn't you want to hang out with Michael Jackson?
Yeah. No.
And Michael admitted he was like,
"Well, who's your MMA fighter?"
Okay, let me. I also have a weird.
We slept in the same bed. It's not a big deal.
You're like Chuck Liddell.
I have an aversion to hanging out with famous people in general. When I meet famous people, I feel uncomfortable because everyone's sucking their dick and surrounding them. I'm like, you know what?
But as a kid, it's different, though. You're a kid, man. Yeah. And it's Michael Jackson. I'm not a grown man. I get what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah. That's why I have half the time I don't go to half the shit. They go, yo, we're going. I'm like, I don't feel like seeing you dick.
We're
going
to go to Derek Jeter's private party. It's really?
Yeah, I don't want to see you dick ride.
You stand around another dude and compliment him.
Dude, it happens. You know how it happens when certain comics come in with a little bit more ranking, you see these fuckers just.
Buddy, it's the grossest shit. Fucking on the somebody fucking planet.
I had somebody.
No.
It's weird. It's like.
Hanging out my number one.
There's nothing wrong with admiring success. Like, you see somebody that's like, oh, it's Eddie Murphy. Yeah, I'm like, it's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I'd offer to buy him a drink. But I would say to him, I was like, hey, you really inspired me. I'm a comic.
No, and yeah, that you away. Should give them
but
their
Eddie
prop.
Murphy is the fucking.
You
like,
fucking right. One. I mean, and like, I've met Eddie, and I talked to him a half hour, got a great picture with him, and he knew who I was because I worked with Charlie, and I knew his Uncle Ray a lot. You know, I talked to his Uncle Ray. I was close to Uncle Ray. But still, you give them their props. When I met Denzel, if I met him four times, I'm giving him his props. Fuck that. I model myself after
him. Did
he see
your impression of him?
No, he didn't, but I remember I was at this Nike something and Denzel.
I remember that was one of the first things I saw you do back in the day was your Denzel was so fucking funny.
And I got
funny,
it from Dean Edwards. Shout out to Dean Edwards.
Oh, Dean's was great too.
Dean was doing Denzel before everybody.
Dean's Denzel is.
Dean's
he turns
was
into Denzel.
Fantastic. Yeah, yeah. And so I took from Dean and I was like, I saw Denzel. I remember after training day, I saw him. Then I saw him at this Nike thing. I was like, damn, here goes Denzel again. Fuck. Go up to him. And he's just like, oh, yeah, the comedian, right? Yeah, I've seen you, man. Like, I was like, fuck. It was dope. Yeah. It was
the
dope.
Mufasa
yeah.
bit, right?
But
right,
it's like,
yeah.
but I'm talking about, like, comics-wise, you'll see, like, dude, these are our colleagues. Like, I don't give a fuck. The only thing that makes them better than you is maybe they got a TV show, okay, whatever. But pound for pound, if your ability is the same and whatever, there's nothing wrong with being like, hey, but there's just dick. You know what I'm talking about.
Well,
like,
climbers.
I'm calling out people's names.
No, but I know exactly. I know a few people like exactly who you're talking about. And it's like you're using them as currency. Like these are supposed to be your friends. Every time you see your friend, you got to ask for a picture? What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
It's so uncomfortable.
I hate it.
Yeah, it's like, Ian, you're on Nikki's show every
year. it's a weird... They just
it's a climber thing. There's certain people who they want the opportunity to take the picture. They want it's Tim Dillon. We're all talking about Tim Dillon right now. Okay, they want the opportunity to go to the party to take the picture. Yeah. When we were at Sal's wedding, there was no pictures allowed. Tim was like, "Why am I fucking here?"
That's really? Hilarious.
Yeah,
that's
he was
great.
So upset that he couldn't take pictures and post them to social media to let everyone know that he's a famous person's wedding, and he was half kidding, but half not.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. Which, Tim is so unapologetic about it that I respect it.
What I do, it's like Jim Norton.
Fine. Whatever.
Jim Norton's the same way. He goes, no, I need celebrity pictures. And I get it. He wants, because it's a nice thing to have in the past, because you go,
to look back, yeah.
You have a nice album full of fucking celebrity. I like celebrity. When I got my picture with Eddie Murphy, I'm happy as fuck on that picture.
Eddie Murphy's a different, like, it's so.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about, because he did the SNL thing, and I only saw the opening.
I was there, guys. Thank you.
You should have been up there instead of Keenan. Why the fuck was Keenan up there? That was so uncomfortable.
You know what's funny?
I thought they were going to make a joke about how he wasn't supposed to be there, but they were making a joke on the corny white guy.
You know what's funny is like, Michael Che, shout out to Michael Che.
Che should have been the guy to go up. That should have been the guy to be standing there with Chappelle, Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy, Tracy Morgan. Because to be honest with you, Che, there's a chance, it's not guaranteed, it's not a foregone conclusion, but there's a chance he could be that fucking dude. He's in that trajectory right now.
He's in that trajectory.
Bryant should have been on stage.
I was like, Che said, come through. You know, I asked him a little bit earlier, and I canceled a gig to go see SNL. I was like, I'm pushing this gig to 2020.
Yeah.
I'm going, I don't cancel my gigs. I'm like, fuck this. And so even the club owners, they were like, nah, that's smart. I wouldn't blame you. And so I went, and I was apprehensive because I didn't know what the dick riding meter was going to be. I didn't want to be around that shit.
Massive dick.
And there was a specific person that I thought was going to be there, dick riding. He wasn't there, and I was so happy.
What's their full name?
Nope.
What's their closer?
First and last. That's their names. So I was like, so I go there.
Sin and Bad.
Do I swear?
Yeah, not Sinbad. Never does that shit. And I was like, I went over there, and I got a lot of love, which was awesome. And even when I was on the set, I was getting love from security dudes. They were like this. They were like, nah, you should be up there, man. Fuck that. That was nice. It made me feel good.
Yeah.
And it's like you sit, and it's so fucking weird because you're like, you live in New York City. You're like, SNL is not that far from me.
Yeah.
Daily Show is not that far from me. And I'm not on either of these shows. It's like, what the? Yeah. It's, you know, you're so close to shit.
That's the trap of New York. Is like, it's constantly.
Or LA. Or LA.
Even though after the whole Shane Gillis thing, now even aren't you kind of going like, oh shit. With all the shit that we've said, I mean, it's just...
Don't say we, you. Or...
Godfrey, though. Godfrey's been fired from how many things at this point?
SiriusXM gave me the fucking boot.
Yeah.
But you know what's so funny? Is they gave me the boot, but people rebelled and people canceled their subscriptions.
I know.
Because I was getting people...
And your podcast started exploding as soon as your SiriusXM show ended. Because that's where your focus went.
Yes.
And you're the boss. You don't have anybody.
And what was great is I literally... And I know, you know, when you study the spirituality shit, positive thinking, I've read these books for years and years. I used to think it was kind of corny. But I literally, when I got fired, I was like, oh, this is good. That means something. There's something better for me. I literally... like naturally said that.
Yeah.
I said, now I can focus on this podcast shit.
You started
I
doing
can
it twice really a week.
Go twice a week. Then I was doing some other people's podcasts. They were like, good, fuck. Seriously, now you can do our podcast.
Yeah.
And I got fired over something that was some bullshit. It was weird because they gave me an hour, then I got 2 hours, then I got prime time. They were giving me everything. And all of a sudden, and then I had a meeting with advertisers
for
a few days before.
Godfrey, I think you have too much property. They were trying to get your property.
It was a black conservative channel.
Yep.
It was Urban View, black conservative channel. They offered me the show, and I said, are you sure? They said, yeah. I said, I'm going to talk shit. You guys, it's going to make up people uncomfortable.
But you know what it is? They're all willing to sort of take the chance, but they're not willing to stand by you, right? So this is what they happened with Shane. They knew Shane, what he did. They knew exactly the crazy shit. By the way, there's like 1,000 hours of me saying stupid shit on podcasts.
Oh, he said that.
They knew.
I made a mistake and said, oh, that was racist because I didn't know.
Yeah,
of course. If he said that, then that's different.
Because
the way he, the footage I saw, I was like, you see, I understand why they fired him because they're bringing in a gay Asian dude. So
I also understand why they fired him. I'm just saying don't hire him in the fucking first place.
Got you.
Just because and that's the problem. They'll all be sort of willing to take that chance until there's some pushback, and then they go, what? If there's enough pushback, goodbye. We have no loyalty. And because the action of them firing you, it gives them more like social justice clout. They go, look, we did the right thing. Yep. So no matter what, they win. They get your talent. Yep. But then when they don't need you anymore, when you become a problem, they get to just keep on climbing up more and more. So that's the problem with the industry. When you work for somebody, there's absolutely no loyalty, no matter how much you think they're going to be fucking loyal. Let me tell you something, dude. And I can't even blame him because that next guy's not going to give up his job and his feeding his family,
fuck
giving his kid Christmas gifts.
I get that.
You know? So that's what happened with you, but I'm glad.
But I laid it out like Shane did. I laid it out like Shane did. I said, I'm going to talk about shit. I'm pushing the edge. I'm not going to do that corny black conservative shit. You guys do that. Go vote. I'm like, I'm the type of person that's saying,
voting isn't
you can vote and shit, but it ain't going to do much. Yeah. You know that. It's all set up. That's 100%. The type of shit I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, don't and cancel plans.
It's
to
like
vote.
Swimming. When I had an episode where black people were like, black people that can't swim. I mean, I grew up all black kids that could swim their asses off that were on the swim team. So I was like,
I don't know any black kids who couldn't swim. I grew up in a pretty
I know
urban
a couple
area.
That can't swim. So I did an episode of why black people can't swim. I said, why is all you motherfuckers can't swim, but you're always at a pool party? I don't fucking get it. So that actually changed the game because I had people calling
the show.
How
are they supposed to swim back to Africa, boys? There's a flaw in the system, all right?
And what's funny is I had black people taking swimming lessons after that episode. They were like, we've never heard it. Because most of the black conservatives will go, we need to take swimming classes. You can go to the YMCA. I said, quit going to fucking pool parties and being at a fucking, you know, that's how I was doing it.
Right.
But
Godfrey Swimming Academy. That's what we need.
I like
your own.
And I try to approach it the comedic way and Fuck.
Fire fuck you sometimes. Yeah. Look, we do have an incredible show planned today. We have a lot to talk about. Let's introduce our guests. Let's get some plugs out of the way real quick. Diego Lopez, fresh off of his black belt. Getting of.
I got it.
He's getting of a black belt.
Nice.
Hey, what's up, man? I got my black belt. What's up?
That's awesome, brother.
Thank you so much.
Black belt jiu-jitsu.
In Brazilian jiu-jitsu, yeah.
Phew.
Yeah, and I am called professor, and I cannot read. It's pretty sick.
So wait, you are in New York?
Yes.
Do you know Babs?
Babs?
Because Babs, he just moved to London. He's like third, fourth degree. He's one of the few black teachers.
Who? Under who?
I can't remember. He's been my friend for a while. He's an actor.
Show me his Instagram later.
I'll show you Babs. He's Nigerian. He just moved. He's an actor. Okay. But he's one of the highest ranked on the Eastern Seaboard of jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
Yeah, Babs. You know Super Rare? You know Super Rare?
Yeah, Super Rare.
They know Babs. Okay. All of those guys know
they're
Babs and Super Rare. You know Super Rare?
No. The brand. There's the brand.
Here's where I got this from, Super Rare.
Oh, that's great.
Super
Rare
is a jiu-jitsu boxing store.
Roots of fight
and
stuff.
I know the brothers that own it. Dylan and his brother own it. They own the one in L.A. I get my stuff from them. You got to go. It's fucking
dope.
It's fucking dope.
But I was very proud to see that.
Thank
I showed
you.
James.
Good for you, man.
My son was very proud.
I love James, man. That's so sick. Thank you. The message
sounds
very nice.
Hold your son.
He's going to be 7 in a week.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Great.
What do you got to plug?
I have a podcast with my best friend, Micah Brucey, called A Little Time Podcast. It fucking sucks.
There you go. Scott Chaplin, what's up, baby boy?
Hey, yo, I just got a new podcast with Brendan Sagalow called Garbage Days. It's out every Tuesday. Check it out.
Check it out.
What time?
I don't fucking know.
What time did it come out?
In the morning? We post.
Wait, I know.
It.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's on live.
I fucking know.
Godfrey, what do you got to plug? Got some live dates.
You know I like to plug, man. When is this showing?
This will be Christmas Day live, and then it'll be out on Friday.
Yo,
on
check YouTube. This out, son. I'm going to be at In Godfrey We Trust is on your wonderful network, my friend.
Hell yeah.
In Godfrey We Trust, 9:30 at Tuesdays and Fridays. Also, Tampa Improv, guys. Ooh. This weekend, Tampa Improv, the 27th all the way January 1st, right? January 1st, that's New Year's, Tampa Improv. Also, let's see. Yes. The Boston, I'm going to be at the Wilbur in Boston, the Wilbur Theater in Boston. They're doing a whole bunch of comics there, which is great. January 10th, 7:30, January 10th, the Wilbur in Boston, and also Foxwoods, January 11th, the next day, Foxwoods. And then January 30th through February 1st, it's Cobbs in San Francisco. Ho! And Instagram is Comedian Godfrey. Sorry. That's my timing for my vitamins.
For your plugs.
Take your medication.
Enough plugs.
Godfrey,
enough plugs.
You've done too many plugs.
It's unlikable now.
Share the mic. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight, comics watching horror movies. And Capital Wrestling returns to Brooklyn this Saturday, the 28th. We had a great show in Bay Ridge. Headlined by the Notorious 187 Homicide versus Colby Carino. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Sick. Zach Amico living the fucking dream. I think I'm going to try to come to that actually Saturday night.
Word. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Look, a lot of stuff coming up, guys. Luis J. Gomez presents LuisJGomez.com is the website. Live dates. Me and Kurt Metzger are going out. We got a lot more dates coming up. We're going to be in San Diego, California, American Comedy Company, the 2nd through the 4th.
Great.
Punchline Philly, the 17th, 18th, and 19th of January. We're going to Hartford, Albany, Syracuse, Buffalo. Zach Amico will be on that motherfucking gig. Boom. Cleveland, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Indianapolis,
nice.
Arlington, Virginia, Winnipeg, Manitoba, motherfucking Canada.
Manitoba!
Lots of stuff coming up, guys. San Francisco, Sacramento, Boston, and more.
Fun.
Go to Luis J. Gomez Presents, LuisJGomez.com. Grab those tickets right now for any of those dates. Plus, a lot of other stuff. New Year's Eve, Legion of Skanks live at the Comedy Store. Podcast already sold out featuring Michael Bisping.
Busy.
The stand-up show.
This shit is so fire.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
The momentum.
The stand-up show is at 10:30 p.m. Champagne Toast. It's going to be so much fun. We got Kurt Metzger, Sam Tripoli, Corinne Fisher, myself, Justin Silver's coming out, Big J, plus some special guests. It's going to be such an amazing night, guys. Come party with us on New Year's Eve. It's going to be nuts. And then, last but not least, Skankfest South is happening March 27th through 29th. I'm telling you right now, guys.
The Skankfest, where's that at?
Houston, Texas.
Fuck.
How are you not coming to Houston? March 27th through 20th.
We got to go, fellas.
I didn't know. I just found that you just saying it now.
This is happening. Godfrey will be there. Godfrey will be there. Diego will be there. Scott will be there. We're all going to be
there. We're going to do this podcast twice there.
Shannon's going to be there. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you right now. There's some of the people we already have booked. Andrew Schultz. Some people we already have booked. Sal Volcano from the Impractical Jokers. Tim Dillon. Tony Hinchcliffe to Kill Tony. Mark Norman. Joe List. Bobby Kelly. Ron Bennington. We got Shane Gillis. Tom Green.
Damn.
My Bum Is on Your Lips. Doug Benson. Jim Florentine. Jim Norton. DeRosa. Kurt Metzger. Adrian Appalucci. Bonnie McFarlane.
Dude,
Rich Voss.
Who the New York fucking bum rush.
It's crazy. We ain't fucking around. And that's just some of the names. We're announcing a bunch more in the next few weeks. Go to skankfest.net. Grab your tickets now. Do not wait. Do not wait. We sell out every year. If you think Houston's going to be any different, you're out of your fucking minds. Go there right now. Grab your tickets. It's a 3-day party. Non-stop action. All right.
Awesome.
Very cool.
That's so good. Yeah.
A lot to talk about. It's going to be... It's going to be a great show today. I'm very excited about this. I am very proud of you.
Thank you.
I have to start training with you again.
Yeah, you got to come back. It happens.
Have you, a lot of injuries in jiu-jitsu?
There can be.
My friends are pulling a lot of. Like,
you just tap when things hurt.
Yeah, but.
I've been injured. It depends who you roll with. Doing jiu-jitsu than I've been injured doing anything else.
Yeah, my friend will always be injured in jiu-jitsu.
It depends who you're rolling with. If you're rolling with someone who is like a dick and competitive.
Well, it's going to happen though. It's inevitable to roll with a dick. You're gonna switch up in different partners unless you have a private training private.
One of the things, and it's good and it's bad, right? So my son is in jiu-jitsu twice a week, and it's very practical in that he goes to a class, they drill, and then at the end of class, they actually spar, they actually roll, they spend 15-20 minutes competing against each other, and they're 7 years. You know, my son's gonna be 7. These are 8-9-year-old kids. And they are truly sparring. They're truly utilizing the stuff they're drilling and putting it into practice with kickboxing, Muay Thai, boxing. Kids can't spar. There's no way to actually get in there and really hit each other. So it's a little bit less practical. So, you know, it's a blessing and a curse because they're actually sparring. Mm-hmm. Those injuries are going to happen. It's like I've pulled my back doing deadlifts. Just imagine somebody's grabbing your body and twisting it in a way where you don't want it to go. I'm surprised people just aren't regularly severing their spines like every day. Like a new fucking kid is just paralyzed.
It's also the kind of thing like, the longer you do it, the better you get at anticipating what spots are more likely to get injured in. Mm-hmm. So you kind of learn to relax in those positions. But it's a lot like when you hear about like chefs say the most dangerous thing in a kitchen is a dull knife. Like the most dangerous people are new white belts who like,
they're the worst.
They don't know what they're doing. And they just squeeze and
the
jump.
Most dangerous thing in a kitchen is a Mexican.
No, all right.
Let's get real. Ahead. Sorry.
That's all right.
With a dull knife.
With a dull knife. Well, yeah, I mean.
Would I leave home?
I'm going to take a long time to cut you, Holmes.
I've been training 11 years, and I'm at the gym 6 days a week, literally. I roll twice, 3 hours a day, almost 2 degrees. Yeah. I don't get injured just because I don't use any. I'm not tense.
And you're also, the people, because you're a black belt, the people that you're rolling with understand the output, understand how to roll the proper way.
Kind of, but sometimes it's the opposite.
Really?
They want to look good to me. They think they need to impress me, so they're trying to tap me.
Yeah.
So like everyone's trying to kill me at all times. But it's like I've learned to kind of nurture that energy and make it so it makes it's easier to.
Were
kill,
you like
to
that as them. A white belt? Were you
when
like
you're white
frantic?
Belt for sure?
Yeah, you're like because you
need
have
to be,
it in your head.
You need to be broken like a horse,
dude. If Diego talks shit to me at a bar, I would laugh in his face, and then I would.
You see that lean? Yeah.
I would laugh.
And he's all happy and nice.
Fucking ginger, fucking Jew face. I would laugh.
I'm gonna knock this faggot back to Williamsburg.
In the wrong place.
You'll be like the every Seagal fucking villain in the bar goes, hey, look at the ginger.
You don't belong here. You know that guy?
I always wanted to be that guy, just in every Seagal film where he sticks his hands out because you know Seagal breaks hands.
Yeah,
and they always go, listen, dude.
I'm behind you, like, yeah, tell him, Blue.
Twist your mustache weirdly in your fucking
always
head.
Go to a seedy bar.
Yeah.
Why can't Seagal go to like a cafe?
Yeah, I know.
It's always.
It's like he's asking
Seagal,
to go
to a Starbucks.
Fucking
chill.
Never a Starbucks. It's always like a seedy bar to get coffee. Yeah. We don't have coffee here, fat.
He never drinks. Yeah, he never drinks. Why is he in a bar?
Hey, I don't think you understand.
He's like, you fucking mind your business.
That's so funny. Or if it's you, you're in a movie, I go, listen, dude. I don't think you're listening.
Yeah, that's the dumbest goddamn person ever. Fuck, fuck Steven Seagal, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, now that MMA has become so popular, I don't walk around with the same type of toughness that I used to think I have. And honestly, with training, after training with you, because Godfrey Diego actually trained me for the fight I did in Vegas. He was like, dude, he changed the fucking whole game. Like, I have such a newfound respect for fighting and understanding how much of a pussy I am. Because I thought I was tough before I started learning how to fight.
Yeah,
and then I started learning some shit, and then I was like, I don't know anything. I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, it was such a humbling experience. Yes. But it's weird because as you're literally getting better at fighting, you're becoming less confident in your ability to fight. You're broken down to a point where, just I'm assuming that the journey for most martial artists is in the beginning, you're broken down like, holy shit, and you have to build it up to where your skill set is now sort of can match that confidence. Yeah. So that was a super humbling experience. The whole thing was fucking incredible. I would love to do it again. I just don't... I'm such an old man, dude.
Yeah, it's
I still have injuries.
We're older, and the thing is, I'm not fucking... You know, you're not what you used to be. I got like fucked up ankles, bad knees. Is jiu-jitsu good for bad knees?
It can be. You can. How? Your game. How?
Don't
lie. What do you mean? Good, like sitting down?
My knees, no, I don't. It's. I
know what you
bad
mean.
Bad knees are bad.
I would say knee bars are not good for your knees.
Yeah, tap earlier, but like your game can suit who you are as a person. Uh-huh. Your jiu-jitsu, if you have bad knees, you probably pay from the bottom a little more. You won't stand your knees as much. You won't pass as aggressively, but it still will
that's
be
right,
worthwhile.
You're gonna be on your back with a man in between your legs.
Wow, that's the only part. Because okay, here's my. Let me tell you my jiu-jitsu story.
Yeah, man.
So, I'm in Brazil for Carnival because I'm here to get AIDS.
Oh, Carnival.
And so, I'm going to get exotic AIDS.
Hell
baby.
Yeah, dude. That's fun.
So
that's a little more festive.
Young teenage Brazilian AIDS. The ripest kind.
Two weeks. If you're going to get AIDS, get the exotic shit.
Yeah.
2 weeks I was there for Carnival. Fantastic. Rio de Janeiro. And so this is when I was in Hapkido. I did Hapkido for 10 years.
Oh.
And so, I was like, I did it here. And I was like, yeah, I know. I was like, I saw my friend coming out of a fucking dojo, and I was like, what are you learning? I want to learn something.
It's always that.
I just want to learn something. And so I was there, and I met a guy from Atlanta. This guy was a Taekwondo dude. His feet were like hands. He was unreal. You know,
he's jacking you off with his hands, with his feet.
Whoa. His name was Teddy. You're good at jiu-jitsu. This black belt.
He's got to take it too. Like, all right, I guess I'm gay. I guess I'm a homo.
So I go, he goes, hey man, I found a jiu-jitsu school, or because we were renting little apartments. There's a jiu-jitsu school. There are a bunch of them on this one street. And I said, really? He's like, yeah, we should go. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, man. Because it was cheap. I still have the jiu-jitsu.
The gi?
Brazil. Oh yeah, this guy named Fabricio. They're all Fabricios.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy comes in. Hey, you want to learn jiu-jitsu? I said, yeah, but I'm partying every night till 6, 7 a.m. He's like, no, you should try it. Jiu-jitsu is good for you. You can do it, blah, 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 blah. I said, all right, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a uniform. Whew, 8 in the motherfucking morning, dude. They came to my goddamn apartment. Where do you stay? I say, I stay right here, you know. Okay, we're going to call you for jiu-jitsu. Don't forget. I said, okay. Fuck, man. This guy was on time. This son of a bitch. We'd be like... They call me Dios Livre. It means God free in Portuguese. Dios Livre. Time for jiu-jitsu. I said, are you fucking kidding me? I just got in the fucking... So I would go, hot as fuck, no air condition. No. I'm learning the arm bars, the American style, the fucking the Brazilian style. I'm learning ground shit. And I just was not feeling dudes on my face. Like, I was like, nah, I'm good, man. I did it for like a week.
That's great.
In Brazil.
In Brazil. You did it in the fucking homeland.
And that's like... This is hard shit, man. It's very difficult. A lot of intricate moves. And he even said that a lot of Americans, they're very too tense. He's like, you're too tense. You have to be loose. In Brazil, we're very loose.
Very dancey.
They're very loose and very
It's a sensual art, I've always said.
Yeah. So that's
you never said that when you were training me.
That's true. Still a little tight.
Just whisper in my ear, this is sensual.
So are you going to still study? Are you going
to
still be
training? I would love to. It's been a year and a half or something like that. It's been a little while.
You realize you didn't know that much about fighting, but what luckily you do have is gameness. You're willing to fight, when you do have a fight coming up, is a great motivator to train.
Of course.
Fully in.
I was crazy.
Fully committed yourself.
I was psychotic. I was really, really into it. I got
there we are.
Diego and Bisping in my corner. It was so cool, dude. So fucking cool.
Great experience.
Yeah, it was literally one of the coolest things I was ever a part of. I fucking loved it. I loved just the everything, the training, the competing.
Did you hurt? Did you get hurt? Did you get punched?
Not in the fight. I got punched in the face. I won the fight. I won a decision. But in the training, like my rib fucking popped out. It's still popping out a little bit. Like, what? Still hurts a little bit. My fucking finger. I broke my hand. I fought with a broken hand in that fight.
So the issue that I think most people should keep in mind is with what he did was he went from zero to 100.
Hero.
And your body's not ready for
you
that.
Ready for
you
that
have shit. To slowly build your body to get ready for that type of tension over and over and over again. So you're gonna, of course, if you just jump into a fight, into a camp, you're gonna get hurt.
What the fuck's going on?
Exactly. Yeah. So you need, like, if I was giving advice for someone who's like wants to fight at some point, start little. Start a couple of days a week. Let your body get acclimated to that sort of tension.
That's what my opponent did, and that's why he got his ass kicked.
Absolutely.
Hell he yeah. did a but, little, and I went fucking all in like a bad motherfucker.
And they were so arrogant.
They talked all this shit.
You're supposed to.
You said it's different.
Like right. They're supposed to, but like they're not. They're crossing the line, but like how dismissive they were of you.
Yeah, they were.
I remember seeing a couple of videos of like you on like a what's his face's fucking show.
Ellis's show.
And I'm like, okay, let's see how fucking.
Really?
I was hard to get competitive. I'm like, let's fucking see.
Well, we did a punching pad to see who had a stronger punch, and he ended up beating me with a stronger punch. I was supposed to be more powerful than this guy, but this guy. Trained Taekwondo for years.
And his technique was probably
He knew
better.
The technique. And I, you know, I hit it and my wrist bent. Like, it was like fucking, it's just so awful. But
it just had error.
Yeah. I'm also, and I like Ryan O'Neill a lot. He's a funny guy, great comedian, and, you know, a ton of respect for him. But there's just something about it. And I remember saying this at the beginning. I was like, I don't know, dude. There's something, like, if we were in a bar right now, I would kill this guy.
That's gameness.
And that's, I think there was just a different thing there. And that's why I went all in. And he told me he trained, like, 2 days of jiu-jitsu the entire time. Like,
yeah, when we were in the back after the fight, he was starting to explain to us what he was doing and how often he's training. I was like, oh, you didn't take this as seriously as you should have.
No. I was like running stairs every day. Man. I was in jiu-jitsu classes, striking classes, bringing in different sparring partners. Yeah. It was like
What's
legit.
What's funny is I heard that you were training. I was like, Lewis ain't playing, man. They're showing pictures. I'm like, I said, well, he's crazy. But I'm glad he's doing it that way.
Yeah.
Taking it to the ring.
Yeah.
But it was that experience in itself, if you have the ability to do something like that, to even test yourself or
that's a bucket list thing.
Yeah. It really is. And it's something that it just let me know something about myself, you know, and it was cool. It was a really cool experience.
Martial arts really does, and that's the truth, no matter what you study, even if you don't compete or whatever. When boxing, you really know yourself, like, wow. And it's humbling as fuck.
Yeah.
Because being in the martial arts for 10 years, I would meet motherfuckers that were just like, dude, you don't even realize. Well,
like bitches like you.
Bitch, what the fuck is that? No,
was like specifically the weakest man at the table.
You don't look like a tough guy.
No. You should see me in a tracksuit though. Fuck, I'm wearing a.
But you know, I'm just saying. But different sizes from guys like me to him. But you don't know who the fuck knows shit.
No, yeah.
I'm being serious as fuck. No, you just go, oh shit! Wow, you're a what? Oh goddamn! And you know, you learn to be like, because you know how you always think you literally judge people by size. Like, yo, man, fuck you. I go, I'm so not that dude anymore. I'm just like, I make sure I'm friends first.
Well,
so I know who the fuck I'm dealing with.
Well, that's funny because that's what transfers to every person you interact with. He's like, let me treat everyone with respect because you never know.
You
just start doing it to everyone because it's like, oh, this is a much better way to live.
Yeah.
It's way better. Sorry is fantastic.
Yeah.
As you get older, sorry is great. Yeah. I go, it's sorry, the my best. Fault, dog. Okay, cool.
It is the best way to win an argument.
Yeah,
fantastic.
People don't realize, like, just saying sorry. I do this all the time. I do it with my ex girlfriend. I do it with women always, right? I go, hey, I'm sorry, you're right. And then they go,
it shuts everything up.
It's over.
I would have said, what do you want? What else would you like me to do? Yeah. I don't know what else. All I can say is I'll learn from this. I can tweet
about it.
I'm not good enough at the sorry.
Just the smoke coming from their fucking ears. They can't do anything.
They can't take it.
And then you get to go like, well, look, you were right, but now you're wrong because now it's not about the issue. Now it's about the way you're reacting to this issue.
Right.
That is, what do they call it?
Reverse psychology?
She's crazy.
Reflecting?
Gaslighting a bitch. That's the word of the day.
Gaslighting a bitch.
Bruce Lee said fighting without fighting.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what martial arts, they teach you in the first place is, how can we not fight first? Like, I don't want to even start anything.
They teach you gaslighting.
Pretty said, much.
Step one, tell her she's acting
fuck
crazy.
Tell her she is a crazy.
Oh, you like Walter. You crazy and all over the place. You crazy bitch.
Give her the definition of a word she just used.
Oh, you all wacky in the hair right now.
You explained to her what gaslighting is? Yeah, mansplained
yeah. gaslighting? Ask her if she is on her period.
Yo, now we sound like fucking Tweety.
Yeah,
Tweety
I don't
Bird.
Know
what's
happening.
I'm a period,
gang.
I thought I saw a ponytail. On a period. On a period. Shannon, hold on. I want to get Shannon.
Now show them them titties.
How we looking, Shannon? We got some boobs out? Hold on. Go back.
What the fuck? Is this a new thing?
There's no cleavage.
Very round titties.
God yeah. bless her.
It's like cookie titties.
Yeah, they're like plates.
And they're like 17 years
them.
Old. She got them 17 years ago.
It's true.
Oh, you're wow. wait, they almost can vote. Your boobs are fake, Shannon?
Yeah. Yes, they are.
17 years old. Wow. Yeah, 17, old. I mean, years ago.
They're legal now.
No, they're not. 18 is legal.
Isn't 17 the age of consent?
I don't know the answer to that. That's fucking weird. If
depends
you
on what state.
What state are we talking?
State by state, baby boy.
Crazy. I have a card in my wallet.
That should be a nationwide number. I don't know why we allow it. It's
if,
so
if we're, it's going to be nationwide, I say 16.
Why?
Well, some states, isn't Jersey 16?
But are you saying some states the girls are just more mature?
I'm just saying that.
Or some states, they're just deserve to get fucked. Like, gross.
The politicians are just creepier.
Jersey 14. Fuck them. Yeah.
The mayor's like, I declare 12. I'm a creep myself.
16 is Jersey. Wow. You can fuck 16-year-olds in Jersey?
Jersey,
Jesus
man.
Christ.
15 they, minutes over the bridge.
They deserve it.
We can fuck children.
Louis,
are you
consensually.
Me?
Consensually.
At 16 years old, you can get ass in Jersey. What? You can go to a high school and hang the fuck out.
Yeah, you guys are fucking
no, I don't think
in
you
York.
Can.
Somebody
no,
says.
Yeah, you can.
Why can't you?
I yeah, you can.
No, no, no. I still think there's rules about like buy hanging out
nah,
trying to get
you
pussy
can,
in high school.
I will take some pizza and some chocolate milk.
Dude,
thank
you can't
you
even
much.
Enter
you know
a high school.
Up? A teenager, you can literally mac her down because you're older. And that's scary because they look up to authority. It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
It's
hold on. Wait, yeah. Age of consent. Go, go, go. 16, 16. Oh, state by state. There's a lot of 16s.
There's way more 16s than what I
would have thought. All old white men making
wow.
decisions.
Wow. We can fuck children in Jersey.
That's
wow,
18
nuts.
In Tennessee. That's
that's
surprising.
Nuts. I will say right now, 16 years old is nuts. It's too young for me to fuck. That is crazy.
Wow, let's give it a round of applause.
16 is
I've
just,
grown.
16
I've
is grown.
Make
it into a 16
show.
Is disgusting.
Is gross.
17,
bro,
17
is disgusting.
Unless there's behind. Some girls that don't look it. They look actually like 22, 23.
Doggy.
Oh, yeah. If she's disgusting. Ugly, then it's okay.
Hispanic girls?
That's crazy that you can legally have sex with a 16-year-old child.
What state is Cash Me Outside Girl from?
Ooh. Ooh, no, is she from Florida?
One would assume.
Who?
She's turning 17 or 16.
Turning 17. Cash Me Outside Girl.
Oh, Jesus.
Cash Me Outside.
What, Godfrey? She's Florida. A fucking talented woman.
How old is she?
He's like, she's not hot 16. Enough.
16.
Catch her inside.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I'll catch you inside.
Catch her in
girl.
Jersey.
Fuck going outside. Go
dude,
to Jersey.
Remember that was like the thing.
Catch me outside a fucking Wawa.
You can really fuck a girl on the other side of the bridge, under the bridge.
That's crazy.
Go, I'm in Jersey.
Officer, no, 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 no. It's fine here.
I mean, literally, like a Catholic schoolgirl. You can just
with
pick
their,
her up from
you
her
know,
school.
Where they pull their, you know, they pull their skirts up on purpose.
I know, they're pigs.
Yeah, they girls like, because they,
they're
supposed
pigs.
To be low. But the girls pull it up because they want motherfuckers to look. The girl was telling me that. I was like, ooh, okay. And there's
what
sometimes is what
you?
Sucks. In high school, some of them are fucking hot as shit. And you just go, you wait till they get to college, man. Fuck that. Wait till they become legal. Legal.
Right,
I, yeah.
Right.
Nah. What would you? You fucking 18-year-old?
Would I?
That's
yeah.
Legal.
I would.
That's legal.
Yes, I would fuck an 18-year-old.
But I'd rather 20s.
I think it depends. Like if you're on a dating
if
app
depends,
and it's like, hey,
yes.
We are both planning to fuck. Sure, fuck an 18-year-old. But like, I don't want to woo an 18-year-old.
Hell no.
That's different. Ugh. That is different.
I don't want to like
what Seinfeld
take did? Out an 18-year-old. You know.
I thought you were talking about like doing Ric Flair woos. Just give her chops. Woo! Get in my bed, child. Woo!
Isn't that what Seinfeld did?
Yeah, she's 17. Good.
Wow.
But do you see her?
Shoshana.
She was hot as shit.
He would like drop her off at school
right
in
now,
like, limousines.
Right now, if she walked in at 17, I'd marry her. She's fucking perfect.
Yeah, she's
big old fat Jew tits.
I love a Jew.
Oh, fucking.
I love a Jew, bro.
Love a Jewish woman.
Love a Jew, bro.
What's the deal when your girlfriend's parents are the same age as you?
Stop asking for allowance.
Wow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and hear about one of our incredible sponsors, which is Infinite CBD. Let me tell you something. Infinite CBD offers the cleanest and purest forms of CBD available anywhere on the market. Maybe you have physical pain. Maybe you have some sort of, insomnia, issues sleeping, issues waking up.
Anxiety.
Anxiety, mood disorders. There's so many different benefits for CBD. I would say do some research. Just do a Google search, and maybe there's something that's bothering you. CBD might be the answer, okay? If you need to sleep on a plane, the PM pills or the gummies are perfect for it. Or if you want to be awake while listening to your grandfather's stories for the 50th time, you can take the CBD AM pills. Or maybe your girlfriend's pussy needs some help. Get the CBD loop, okay? They have CBD actual Big Bang loop. It's incredible. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So right now, if you go to infinitecbd.com, infinitecbd.com, we're giving you a pretty amazing deal. Usually we give you 15% off. For the new year, we're giving you 30% off with promo code Lewis15. That's LUIS15. Use that promo code at infinitecbd.com. And remember, click the link in the episode description to enter for the $1,000 CBD bundle plus a pair of Skankfest All Access tickets. One lucky fan can win both these things. Very cool. Go get some CBD from Infinite CBD. And yeah, that's that. Let's get back into it. So what happened with the student in Singapore who was jailed for 18 weeks for filming upskirt videos.
Well, yeah,
he has an addiction to bare asses.
Dumbass. Yeah, his defense was he was overstressed and that he has an addiction to bare ass, and that's why he can't help himself.
There's a lot of bare ass in the showers in a prison. How about that?
There we go.
Wow. I worked at a Century 21 department store. We were loss prevention, and my boss he just wanted to like fuck people up all day. So this one guy was taking photos under girls' skirts. You know, he was going low, and they were following him on the cameras. And they were like, when he walks out the door, stop him. So I stop him, and then my boss just runs from behind, jumps on his back. So everyone's
what?
Fucking hitting this guy, right?
He started emailing himself the photos.
Yeah. So he goes, yep, their feet. And we're like, what? And we grab his fucking camera, and it's all pictures of these ladies' feet throughout the store.
And he's like, oh, sir, we're so
women
sorry.
In flip-flops. Yeah, we picked him up. We gave him
Yeah, it's so sorry.
We were just like, ugh.
Gift card.
That's crazy.
We told him he has delete them. He deleted them, and then we made him leave.
Is it illegal to take pictures upskirt?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not of. It's illegal. I'm pretty sure it's illegal.
Privacy.
To
that's privacy.
Yeah.
That would be a privacy.
I think you take pictures of people's feet, which is weird.
Feet. I'm sure you could get away with it.
Just weird.
Some people have feet fetishes, man.
Maybe
it's real shit.
He was like, "Well, I mean, is it? Because it's just sort of like, it is just public." Property, right?
No, it's not public property.
No, it's not public property.
Women's private. That's like if you whip out your dick, that's like yeah. What is it, obscenity type shit, like yeah. Exposure.
I bet you there's places where it's legal to take upskirt pictures of women.
It's legal in Georgia.
Yep.
Of course.
In Georgia you can take upskirt photos. Jesus.
And the girls can be 16.
And the guys
in Georgia,
Louis J. Gumman. I'm touring 20 weeks in a row in Georgia.
Tour? The only states are 16.
I'm getting a residency in Georgia.
That's crazy.
There's got to be loopholes though, because it's like if you're following around women going up their skirts, you are harassing them.
That's
so it's
harassment.
Probably like, well, you'll be charged with harassment.
Well, exposure. I think the harassment would be she says, "Hey, stop following me," and then you keep on following her, and then she starts lying. If you're stealthy. You're a good photographer.
Hey, what about
Dougie,
Texas?
When I was like a kid, you can go to Spencer's Gifts and buy a cane with a mirror
that,
on
yep.
it.
I remember that. Yep. That was
that's
so,
what it was for.
But that was so like obviously a crank. Like it was like a big mirror. I remember seeing it. It was like a big mirror on a fucking like metal
yeah. You'd give it to
thing,
someone like, when they turn like 40. It would say like over the hill. You know.
Yeah.
And then you'd have
like ooh, look first... cat poop.
Yeah.
In the first Pee Wee Herman HBO special, he has mirrors on his shoes for when his friend's sister comes over.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a different time.
You could rape back then.
Oh,
you could.
Man.
You could. Rape.
On the first fucking date.
Jeez, that went hard.
Woo, the whole time that was aggressive.
Damn.
That whole song is the best.
Never heard that.
Have you ever been too aggressive with a chick? Any of you guys? Have you ever been a little too aggressive and you're like, ooh, what the fuck am I doing?
Why would anyone admit that on a podcast?
One, I don't know what you're trying to do here right now, Godfrey.
Yo, you just played a rape song.
Turn the cameras off real quick, actually.
You guys just played a rape song.
I did not play anything.
Hey, real quick. Any of you guys ever raped a woman?
You ever threatened to kill a bitch?
Never. I've never raped. Ever. I'm afraid. I don't even like being around drunk chicks.
Neither do I.
I leave them the fuck alone.
If a girl texts me, I'm drunk. I was like, cool. You're an idiot. Now we can't even hook up. You should shut your dumb fucking mouth.
You have to be lucid as fuck for me. You can't even play with that shit.
I can't, dude. I ask over and over again. The consent shit. I don't fuck around.
I put a blanket over and I'm out. Fuck that.
Yeah, dude. I wait till she's sleeping.
Yeah. I don't know how guys fuck.
And also, there's enough comics out here raping. I feel like I don't want to steal anybody's shit.
It's their material. Yeah, let them do their gimmick.
What a hack.
Let the guys we know
steal their ass.
Yeah. Hack rape.
They're so much better at it already.
I know guys been raping for 20 years, you know? I
don't wanna
I can't believe you asked us that question.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I'm saying, though.
No,
it's
that's
like,
a fun, vulnerable question.
It's like when if there's a person in their window taking their clothes
submissions.
Off.
Have you ever...
Have you ever heard a woman tap out? Like, if there's a woman getting changed in her window, is it illegal for you to look at her window?
Are you in your apartment?
First of all, she shouldn't be
by?
in the fucking window. That's public. I would look. Yeah, that's not illegal.
Are you in your apartment or are you walking
by? Is it illegal for you to take pictures of her in her window?
Are we in the backyard here?
Yeah.
you should be able to take a picture of her in her window. Why are you in the window, miss? Stop.
Yeah, well,
that's
but
what
I'm saying. Like,
so technically, isn't it just an ass that's, you know, it's the angle of the camera...
No.
Okay, so Brendan Sagalow told me that that he found a pair of binoculars at a house party, and he saw a lady changing across the street and watched her.
Drag Brendan Sagalow. Drag him.
I think that if you're using tools to see it, it's illegal. If you happen to see it, fine. If you have to, like, if the only way you can see it is by finding a way to zoom in, that shows, like, some sort of preparation.
I bought my son binoculars for Christmas. I bought him, like, not, like, crazy expensive ones, but, like, a little cool pair of, like, you know.
Every boy needs a pair of binoculars.
Yeah. You're a boy. He's that
age. Birds and shit.
Yeah, but that's what he's going to end up fucking looking out my window, and I guarantee you I'm just setting him up to fucking start peeping on window and women in my neighborhood.
I got night vision goggles.
Let's get nice. I got myself goggles.
Hell yeah.
It's crazy how much we know about the law. I love this.
The Federal Video Voyeurism Protection Act of 2004 makes it a federal crime to secretly capture images of people on federal property.
Federal property. It's like
federal
a judge.
Property.
You can't
that's
look up a judge's
shit.
Skirt.
Yeah.
Right.
Your Honor.
Right, you can't do that.
But they're so high up, they kind of want you to look up their skirt. Okay.
Oh, man, I just rose for the honorable judge, whatever, if you know
nice.
What I mean.
Janine Pirro can get it. Okay.
Pirro.
So judge I can think of. I don't know if she's a judge, actually.
I'm just saying,
Christine Milan.
An upskirt.
Yeah, there you go, there you go. Yeah,
she's hot.
An upskirt shot.
I can't believe we're still talking about
18 weeks is a lot. That's a lot to take away a person's freedom for an upskirt shot.
I've been talking about an age.
Oh, no, I bet.
18 weeks, that's like, what?
I bet he got caught with a ton.
Four and a half months for
in Singapore. They flog you, don't they?
Singapore, they put you in jail for throwing gum on the floor.
They
so like
the shit
in
out
terms
of you
of disparity.
That's how he got him. He's like, look, there's gum on the floor. Yeah.
That's what
he's
it
been
was.
Charged with 20 extra counts as in addition to this one.
Oh yeah, fuck this guy, piece of shit.
Good I don't know, food, put their little good flat food. Singapore asses too. What a waste. What a boring fucking picture.
Just ask your boys for
you
pictures
of their
ass.
You know, if you're in an Asian country, don't you have nothing to look at.
That's
don't
my,
use the mirror.
My favorite Patrice quote ever is Asian girls have asses like CD
cases. CD cases, yeah.
It's so true. It's so true.
Could have just fucking taken pictures of the table and gotten the same.
That's the one thing about Asian women. You see a hot one, is you never have to turn back. And look,
I hooked up with an Asian chick recently. That was pretty hot. Nice ass.
Dude, I've hooked up with a couple.
What was hot about it?
You've ever you like Asian women?
Nah, not really.
I've had a couple. I had all eases: Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese.
I've had every type of chick you could imagine.
Yeah, but all
diseased.
I have all
Chinese,
kinds.
Japanese, disease.
Dizzy, all the eases. I've had
dirty
them all.
Knees. Look at these.
Yeah, I've had them. It's cool. But I'm like the fetish. I don't get it. But I know guys. I have guys that
but
love
that's
Asian.
That's weird.
Fucking freaks.
Yeah,
about
but they're like submissive men typically.
That's
right?
Why a lot of men fuck with them because there's no talk back ever. I literally tested this Japanese chick. Yeah.
That's why I like Jewish women.
I tested this. My first job was with two Japanese girls. Yeah. I fucking like just like said, let me see if this is true, and I had her do shit. I go, hey. Yo, make me a cake. Fucking cake was made.
A cake?
Yeah, I'm not even lying.
Like,
I was like,
man,
cake, like, a cake is like, oh, fuck. No, she was like,
defrosting?
Oh, I cake? You want to ask? Fuck. I was like, say no sometimes. Shit.
Yeah, super submissive.
Yeah.
You just bullied
true.
This
like,
woman.
All my friends who date Asians, like, don't have dicks. Like, they're, like, very, like, they're not, like, sexual beings, like, really? Publicly. Yeah, they're very, like, weak men, you know?
But that's usually... But look at friends? The guys that date them. They're usually nerdy, like...
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Oh. It's like, they're, like, nerdy
Asian women just...
Guys.
They And the Asian women have an agenda, too, because they go, yeah, I'm... Because a lot of times they'll say, get you a white man and then manipulate him, and he'll be fascinated by your Asianness, and you can get what you want. So, yeah. So my friend got... He got jacked by a his wife was fucking super hot, man. I was like, and I saw her and I said, something's not right. He was like, what do you mean? I said, something isn't right. Here's what's funny. It's my buddy.
Her pussy is sideways.
Something is wrong.
It never made sense to me.
And he's like, are you saying someone can't love me like this?
Exactly. Because he loves Asian women, Korean specifically. And we would go to Asia a lot, travel. And then I saw his wife and I said, something isn't right. Here's so funny. We were in China, Shanghai. We were at a Starbucks, okay? Starbucks, boom. I'm playing ping pong. They have ping pong tables in Shanghai in
Big
Starbucks.
Surprise.
I was in a Chinese
playing ping pong. That was her name.
I know. I was in a Chinese ping pong club in Chicago. Weird as fuck, but I was it. So I could play pretty good. So the manager challenged me. It was empty. It was a work day. So I beat her. I got all this free shit. My boy, he records it on this little Japanese camera. He records it. And I said, dude, it's this weird shit. I said, my man, you need to give me that footage. Give me my fucking footage. I want that footage of me beating that lady in China. So he gets married. He gets married to this fucking Korean chick. And I said, yo, where's that footage? He goes, dude, I just got married. My shit is stuffed up in the closet to the dents in store. I was like, fuck, man. All of a sudden, he calls me. I'm fast forwarding. Calls me. He goes, dog, I got your footage. I go, I thought you had it all. I thought you had it stored away. He goes, I'm getting a divorce. Oh, yeah, I was cleaning out all my shit and all this other stuff, and I found the footage. I said, what happened? This girl's trying to clean out my bank account because she's fucking another dude in Paris. Some other, yeah, because her and her mom were schemers. I said, I told you something wasn't right. I said, something about her didn't look right, dude. Yeah. She was hot, but she wasn't giving no eye contact. It was weird.
Well, oh, she's not
so that was my story. Yeah.
She didn't have the ability to give eye contact. She always looked sleepy. It was crazy.
But they're getting a lot of eyelid surgery. A lot of
They're doing a lot of that.
And Korea has the highest. They get their unslit. You know, they get the anime look.
Holy shit!
That's why Japanese love anime because they want round eyes.
Yeah.
I never got into Asian chicks. Even with porn, I never got into that.
Sometimes
category.
I get the Japanese
Godfrey's
porn.
Always,
is so
Godfrey
weird.
Always brings around a fucking gorgeous tall black woman. Every time I see Godfrey, just a dime, gorgeous, fucking, Egyptian model. You're what is going on, Godfrey?
Could you do that pose again?
That's nice. Yeah, that's nice.
You have scoliosis.
It's Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black. I'm getting Godfrey.
Sugar and water.
His turkey
and water. The order is sugar water.
Can I have some lemons and sugar for my water? So are you? You're mainly into black chicks.
Yes, that's my main shit. I've been out with all kinds. But I love black women a motherfucker. It's just an affinity. I just like it. It just complexion wise, all that. They age the best, and I just like them.
Yeah,
you know, and yeah, just like them. Some people like I said, Asian. Some people love Spanish women. I got guys that love Latino. Yeah. That is what they fuck with.
Cuban chicks are fucking bad. Colombian chicks are bad.
I've been with Latin girls.
They're great.
I feel like I'm hooking up with my grandma.
Your first black girlfriend?
Yeah, but I went to... So there was only two black girls that went to my entire high school.
Yeah, you were racist before her.
Yeah, of course.
What happened?
And,
so you have a black girl now, right?
He's in
Khalees. I'm dating Khalees.
Khalees.
Why'd you laugh like that?
Shit, Godfrey has fucked Khalees.
Yeah.
We just found that out.
No, Khalees is... Just, oh. No, Khalees is funny. No, she makes me...
Oh, hold me down, Khalees?
I bet she's
funny. You said hold me down, Khalees?
No, but it's just so funny. As a white dude, when you date a black girl, I know dudes, growing up in Chicago, you would have white dudes and maybe date black girls, but they're still racist as fuck. Are you one of those guys?
Oh, it's completely possible, but no.
It's like a weird thing, a compartmentalization.
Because
the guys will be like, my girlfriend's black.
Well, the joke is always that you grew up, your dad was a cop in Jersey. And so,
but my dad's best friend was black. It's just an easy thing for people to say, and I'm not going to argue every time.
Was there ever any truth to my family was racist as fuck, Dougie.
No,
my grandma Rose, my aunt Anne Marie, they're very sweet people. My aunt Anne Marie to this day is the sweetest woman in the world. But she, if you really broke it down, if you got in her fucking head and said, does she want her fucking niece to marry a black man? She would say, no fucking way.
Yeah,
no way.
That's right.
And I don't know that that's an evil thing. It's just a,
it's
a
learned,
victim of the
it's learned.
Time.
Vaguely, it's vaguely generational.
Very generational.
Unless it's Michael Jordan. It better be a super Negro.
Yeah.
It has to be a super Negro. Yeah. Like super, super Negro. You know, because white people go crazy over black celebrities. Like, you're almost like, you know, like they don't see the color. Like, oh, it's, you know what I mean? Like Chappelle
marry,
or
she could date Black Panther.
Right. Super Negro. Right. It has to be that level, like, where, like, I knew, like, Jordan would date, like, when I was in Chicago, you see him with the baddest white bitch. Woo! I'm like, you know how some black dudes get the ugliest white girls? He would come with the coldest shit. And then even the fathers would be like, yeah, Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
I want to fuck Jordan, for Christ's sake. See, the white father has to want to fuck that black athlete
himself.
So I just always wonder, because I knew dudes that would literally call dudes like the N-word and their girlfriend would be black.
No, the only thing that's changed is like I have less freedom of like having fun. Like what I thought
was... Oh, you have less freedom.
What I
thought. Wow, Scott. Holy shit.
Like,
is there a button for that? Fucking canceled button.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. Good enough.
Yeah, like what I thought was just like fun turns out to be racist, but like I've never considered it racist, you know?
Like throwing rocks at children that are.
So you know. So you never what you considered fun?
Like clan meeting.
You gotta give it a like clan meeting.
No, you ever just like,
I thought it was just a.
You ever just like
fellas get together
business meeting?
You ever
it's
just
a
like
tax write off?
Be racist because like what else are you gonna do? Like just for fun?
I'll see you guys later.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about? Like as a human being?
Yes, we've all been in cars with windows.
We've all listened to my podcast.
Yeah.
We're like all here right now.
I know. We're sitting at the racist podcast table.
And if I wasn't with her, I would still be fighting the idea of like, fuck you, I'm allowed to have fun. Right. And now I'm a little more like, all right, maybe the fun isn't necessarily worth it, depending on...
Oh, you start to see the...
You start to see
the dynamics of race.
Well, look, here's the thing. And I've had this happen before, too.
Remembered something.
I've had black people like... hit me up and be like, hey, like you guys say some crazy shit. And the only thing that has ever stuck out to me, the only thing that has ever made me go, you have to sort of, there's a responsibility to a certain degree. As recently at a Legion of Skank show, some fucking dude in the audience yelled out the N-word. And
just out of nowhere.
Just to be funny, whatever it was. Like he was at a Legion of Skank show. And I was like, in my head, I was like, dude, somebody's going to beat the fucking shit out of you. I was like, you're not a comic.
Yeah.
You're not doing the most offensive podcast on earth. Right. You're an audience member. You're sitting there.
Yeah.
And I don't want our fans to think that it's okay to go to work and do these types of jokes. Right. It's a very specific thing. If you do that in the real world, if you go say the N-word in the real world, you're going to get your fucking ass beat.
Be careful.
I'm telling you right now. So it's like, you have to, there's
have to
a weird.
Be careful.
You got to be fucking careful. They, in my chat on Twitch, somebody was like, they said they made some joke about raping somebody or some whatever it was. And I said, you know you're writing words into a fucking computer right now.
Relax.
It's all being
categorized. Relax with
this
that
shit's
shit.
You're going to fuck your life up because they're going to take that as a threat. There's no context. They don't know that you listen to dirty podcasts. Mm-hmm. You're saying you're going to rape a woman
in
text. I'm a protecting that. I was like, don't be idiots, guys. We have to sort of understand what we're doing.
Because
I'm a comic. I can lean on the fact that I'm trying to be funny.
But
if you don't
do
that.
Don't say you're just going to rape her. Because that could be your sister's, daughter's, whatever.
Whatever it is. You're trying to be funny. I think you don't realize like the world that we live in.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that sort of kind of like, I have to consider that and then the type of comedy that we do. But I go harder than anybody.
But they are ironically enough, consider that where you guys are doing that podcast as a safe space to do that type of thing. Because they see it and they're like, oh, we're the same. And the same thing happens when you post
pictures.
Well,
that's the problem with podcasts, is they feel like they're sitting with you.
Yeah,
they're not.
Yeah, you gotta be but you gotta be more creative because we're artists. And we have to make sure that we whatever, even if it's a racist joke or whatever, it's like when Louis did the N-word. This shit was brilliant, man.
Oh, with Patrice? On Opie and Anthony?
It was brilliant shit, though. But it's like you have to be in that space, that comedic space, and let motherfuckers know you're an artist when you're doing that. Not just some, I'm just a racist motherfucker.
Yeah.
But and even if you're racist, but if you're a comic, you have to be artistic.
Yeah, by the way, there are actually racist comics.
Of course!
I have no problem with it.
No problem!
Do what you gotta
do. We know that.
Exactly. That's not the issue. And to be honest with you, you run the risk of bombing. You run the risk of making people not want to be friends with you. You run the risk. And we deal with that with Legion of Skanks all the time. I mean, I have people that will literally be like, oh, those guys, it's a racist podcast. You know, you're like, dude, Do you have any idea, like, you know, and I get it. I can't be mad that there's a reaction to that, especially people that aren't close to it that don't know it.
Yeah.
But the reality is anybody that truly knows us knows that we're literally the most lovable fucking guys in the world. Yeah. Like, there's nobody that's going to be, you know, if there was a person that was, you know, in pain in any way, no matter what color they were on the street, we would be the first guys to try to help that person. And I think that means so much more than trying to make silly jokes. But it's a fucking uphill battle that we're all still trying to fight, which is just to have the freedom to express yourself and to create whatever way you want to create. You know, that's sort of going away. Maybe not, though. Maybe there's an opportunity for guys like us to come in. Maybe people will, because they say the pendulum will swing. Maybe people will get sick of the sort of the woke shit and all the...
Well, the woke shit. Or the woke shit is like woke. It came from the black, you know, whatever community. Being woke was like just being up on your history, history, your African history. Your African is being woke. But this new woke, it's that white liberal woke shit.
Yeah.
It's weird because this
it's offensive. It's racist.
But
I look at white wokeness as fucking...
It's so bad.
Dude, when a fucking...
So bad.
Dude, when white... There's a great meme where... what's her name? Khaleesi from Game of Thrones. I guess she's like... coming out to all of like the brown people and they're like carrying her out and then the meme's just like how white people feel when they defend black people.
It's like it's fucking, the truth though. It's always the Save a Negro movies, like those slave movies. The white person's always the hero.
Dangerous Minds.
Slavery that fucking ruined us, all of a sudden the white person comes out the best person. But that's what they do with a lot of those movies, because white people don't want to see how cruel they have been. Especially back in the day with slavery. Slave movies,
when you're a white girl and you advocate open borders online,
that's hilarious. hilarious. But it's the truth. Like that's so funny. But it's like whenever there's like a movie about slavery, because if you actually show the real atrocities of slavery, nobody would be able to handle it. Everybody would be vomiting and it'll be sick. But they always have the white savior out of slavery. Like, wait, what? Like, you know what I mean? That's
it's
just
like to
because
to
they don't
want to
see. They don't want to see their atrocities, but they want to continue some of the fucked up behavior. Mm-hmm. But they don't want to see. You know, it's very weird. It's very weird compartmentalization.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. I mean, I'm guilty of that as well. I live my life in a very much ignorance is bliss type way.
Yeah.
I don't even watch movies that make me feel bad. I don't watch sad movies. I don't want to see any of that shit, dude. I've just dealt with so much bullshit in my real life that...
Is that why you try to hide from it? Because you don't want
to... Is that why you try to hide from it?
I just don't.
This is what I think. People that watch sad movies or like really fucked up movies, they're very privileged because they're like, I need some pain. I need to cry right now. It's like, how do you want to be reminded of like horrible fucked up shit? Like, I need to laugh.
Yeah.
Couldn't you make the same argument with sad music though?
Well, I can't listen to sad music when I'm fucked up. I got to get rid of it. Like some of my favorite artists, I just got to go. Got to take a break from you for this.
What do you mean by fucked up?
Yeah. No Stevie Wonder.
I'm too sad. Listen to some. Yeah, sad old
like slavery chain gang music. Look how woke Scott is now. Oh, I can't listen to this. Oh no.
I said, oh,
swing low.
I said, babe, turn that shit off.
Sweet chariot.
I said, Khalees, turn that shit off.
I've been working on the chain.
Gang. That's the sound.
Nobody knows
the trouble.
Trouble I see.
Hey!
It's just me doing the dishes at the apartment.
Come on,
baby.
Yeah, that's
wash your ass. Get ready for bed.
That's crazy.
Stop doing the dish.
Stop doing the dish.
Fuck me.
The dish.
That's funny. Oh my god. All right, so what happened? All right, gents, let's take a quick moment and talk about Mudwater, which is such an awesome company. I was drinking way too much coffee, getting jittery, late in the day. I can't sleep anymore because I'm drinking coffee late at night, but I still want my fix, okay? Coffee has an average of 100 milligrams of caffeine, and about half of the population has trouble metabolizing caffeine. So Mudwater is a great alternative, okay? That's MUDWTR. It's a great coffee alternative. It tastes like chai and cacao had a baby. It is delicious, it's refreshing, and it's better than coffee. I'm telling you right now, I might actually just start drinking this in the morning instead of coffee as well, because I've been drinking too much coffee. Right now, if you guys go to mudwater.com, MUDWTR.com, mudmoney.com and use the promo code DRINKMUD. They're going to give you 15% off your entire order. Once again, that is mudwater.com, M-U-D-W-T-R.com. Use that promo code DRINKMUD. All right, let's get back into it. Right here, this is kind of interesting. A Queens man dead after receiving a single punch after stepping in when somebody tried to talk to his girlfriend. What happened with this story?
What? Oh, that shit's a bummer.
Damn. Okay, so there was a guy, and he wasn't young. He was 49.
Oh, he had his time.
Oh, fuck him.
He's done.
Ishmael Backus was his name.
I thought you were saying he was 49-ish.
He and his chick were outside a Queens restaurant called The Hood.
Well.
On December 7th.
Well.
Well.
And then a 47-year-old man named Vish Sukram tried to strike up a conversation with the guy's girlfriend, and he tried to get, you know, make him stop. The guy swung at him, hit him once, his head hit the pavement, and he died.
Wow. Vish hit him.
Vish hit him.
Vish.
Vish Sukram sounds like a style of fighting.
You know what?
Vish Sukram. I'm a black gentleman.
Vish Sukram. Real ass dude of the week.
He's a real ass dude.
Wait, he's the real ass
dude. Wait.
He's a real ass dude.
Has fucking got powerful hands.
No, the concrete is powerful. The fuck?
It was the concrete.
Vish Sukram sounds like what you should yell before you hit somebody.
Yeah.
Sukram.
Yeah, I mean, he killed a man with a punch.
And is he, what's going on? Is he, he's got to be in trouble.
Yes, murder.
Give him a parade.
No, he's done.
He was arrested and slapped with the charge of attempted assault with intention to cause physical injury, which is the lowest level felony charge, but they're trying to raise it.
I don't think they should. I mean, look, it should be that. He should be charged with fucking, it's not even manslaughter.
He was defending himself?
Whatever.
Isn't killing somebody on accident?
He was yelling at the guy's girlfriend.
No, killing somebody on accident is manslaughter if you're doing something illegally irresponsible.
Oh, okay. Driving.
Yeah. Was the guy...
Did the guy
know he had she had a boyfriend?
It says that they were outside talking together, and this guy tried to like kick it to her.
So
just sunned his ass.
I mean, look, I believe if two guys square up, they throw some. I just don't look at it as being the worst thing in the world. I grew up at a different time. I'm 37 years old. That's what me and my friends would do when we want to settle a fucking video game dispute.
Kill each
we'd
other.
Go outside and beat each other up for 10 minutes.
Do you think we're 16?
No, but it's also it's just. Like, they have, you know, combat laws, or what do they call them? We talked about it
in
before
Seattle,
on the show.
In Seattle, where they're like, if two people agree
they agree to fight,
the
cops will say, go fight each other.
It's like a duel.
Yeah, basically.
10 faces.
Wow. Yeah, you can...
No, a duel was his brother.
A duel, Sukran.
The intent wasn't murder.
No, the intent was to punch a guy.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know...
Well, the intent was to get some pussy, and then this guy interfered.
Well, should you be punished? For what?
And then he got punched.
The point is, should you be punished on the intent, or should you be punished by the action? I think it should be a mixture. Yeah,
right. But the action was a punch. The intent was a punch. So there was no murder.
Did the
was never the
attack first.
It seems like
probably.
This is my girlfriend.
Or maybe he was like, "Hey, dude, you're being disrespectful." Like, and the other guy
grabbed his finger.
Yeah, he's like, "Hey, my friend.
Hey, buddy.
Like, hey, dude,
you see, there's two of us.
Hey, my man.
Two of us, one of you."
Just sticking
it in Bollywood, knock it off.
Well, that's, I mean, people ask me all the time because they're like, oh, if you were in a street fight, what would you do? I'm like, not be in a fucking street fight.
Yeah.
Right.
I have no idea how, what they know.
Yeah.
B, if you fucking drop somebody, shit like this can happen.
You can hit some gate or,
yeah, it's
so
crazy how often I hear this story.
And you
guy punches a guy, guy dies. Like, it happens way more often than you think. And I'm like, I want none of that.
I don't think it happens that often. I talked to Rogan about this on his podcast.
Oh, Joe Rogan?
Yeah, Joe.
Who, Joe?
And he was arguing that, like, how often this happens. I was like, no, it doesn't happen that often. People are punched every day. Their heads don't hit the corner of the concrete. It's probably such a rarity. I personally never heard of anybody in real life, like in our lives, like
it's
a friend of a friend.
This time and Con Air are the two I can
think of. Million Dollar Baby.
American History X.
We've seen like six news stories in history
where a guy
punches a guy and his head hits a curb and he dies. Most of the time, we see fights. If you stand in front of the Comedy Cellar, every Friday, Saturday night, there's 30 fights. You can just watch them happen. And most of the time, it's just funny. Nobody right. really gets
I watched
hurt.
These guys right. beat the fuck out of a gay guy the other
Most
night.
Most people don't know how
really?
To fight.
Who we
beat the hell out of
So I was
and you did nothing?
No, that's why I wasn't awesome. Upset. So I'm looking.
Was the gay guy like boxing
took
them
some
though?
Some mushrooms and I was watching
Ew,
it
straight.
From my roof.
Ew.
No, this gay guy hit a girl. This gay guy was like as physically intimidating as you, was spoke he, like you.
Me or him?
Could have been you.
Like me. Fuck you.
No. Like he wasn't being, he wasn't like being, you know. Like no, because
he
was going.
He was doing a Richard Pryor.
So he fucking hit this lady and then
man,
these.
Man, I dare your ass here, DJ. You can kiss my ass, Jack. You ever have a fucking
you ever have?
Gay motherfucker beat your ass, Jack? That's some crazy shit, Jack, because he might whoop your ass then fuck you in the ass.
Yeah.
Now.
That's such a good impression.
That's fucking fantastic. I've never heard you do that. I love that impression.
But this gay guy hit a girl. And so these three guys approached him. Oh. And then one of his gay friends, who was like stereotypically gay, was like, "We'll fucking take you." And then, he was like, and then the gay guy who hit the girl, well, that's how he said it.
"We'll fucking yeah. take you."
And then the gay guy who hit the girl was like, "All right, let's go." Like he wanted to fight these
oh,
guys.
Oh shit! Because he was big already.
So then they started beating up the gay guy. It all got broken up. So
how many guys?
This is 3 a.m.
How many guys?
It was like 3 guys against 2 gay guys, right?
Okay. Oh, two.
That's like 10 on.
Yeah, it's like a 10 on one half.
Yes, yes. So then I go, all right, I'm going to go back to bed. All of a sudden I hear, yo, you hit a fucking girl? I run back to the window, 15 Jacking Hispanics, off. Dude, chasing this gay dude down
yo,
the street.
Yo, you hit a girl? That's our thing to do.
Yeah, like, we don't like that unless it's us doing it.
You got to wait till the parade,
we
yo.
So they are chasing
and they
dude.
Chase this dude down, and that's the last, yeah.
Wow.
Like 15 Hispanics.
They beat the AIDS out of him.
Gay black guy down.
The AIDS fell out of his body.
I see gay guys fight each other because.
Yeah, they fight a lot. Sometimes.
Yeah, we don't
That would be my concern is that I would take AIDS via knuckle to tooth.
Sure. That could happen.
Well, I know.
Yep. One time I saw these two gay dudes arguing with each other.
And they started
and one
kissing.
One was eating popcorn. And the guy just smacks the popcorn out of his hand. And I go, no, that's gay.
Wait, he was eating
it
popcorn?
Was really funny. I was like, that is the gayest shit I've ever. He goes like this, fuck you, slap. And he goes, were you? Ah. It was like, that was very gay.
Were you in a movie theater?
No, I was outside in the village and they were just
that's
arguing.
Crazy.
And they were like big muscular white dudes. He's like this, but I just tell you, fuck you. I say, now that is gay.
If you're gonna knock popcorn out of someone's hands, you have to hit it from the bottom
yeah,
up.
Right,
so
but no, he
everywhere.
Went like that.
What a
he
waste!
Was like this. Bam, slapped it. I was like, that's gay.
Gay guys beat the gay couples. They beat the. There's like so
oh,
much.
Yeah,
like
lesbians are the
abuse.
Most abusive.
They're the.
Oh
so
yeah.
They don't even talk about this, but lesbians yeah. fuck each other up.
Man, beat the shit out of each other.
They will they're just trying. Fucking wreck each other shit regularly.
By the way, Shannon brought up an article. That this it was the One Punch Can Kill Foundation has
foundation?
70
foundation
more than 80 fatalities
since
from One Punch in 2007.
This article's from 2017.
So in 10 years there was 80 fatalities.
Pretty small.
You're more likely to be killed by malaria. You're more likely to get killed by fucking being stung by a bee.
Yeah. Well,
how many bee deaths are there per
the
year?
Bees are gone. They fucked that. They fucked that up. Yeah. There are no bee deaths.
Bee death. Everyone, let's pick a number.
They've
pick a number.
Ruined the bee migration, man.
65 people since 2009.
I bet you that there's
14.
I will bet you that there's over 100 deaths per year via bee sting.
I know 1,200.
1,200 per year?
No. In 10 years.
Per year.
They're
per not year. Gonna have a 10 year.
Let's do per year. Let's do per year.
Okay, per
I'm
year.
Say per year.
69.
14.
150.
You're saying 150?
14.
I am the fucking best. That's how you do comedy, boys. You say 69 or 420. That's
you know what? You're going to get a guess snake for that. Guess who'll stink? Guess who'll stink? Guess who'll stink? Guess who'll stink? So 69?
107.
107. Well, you guys
someone
really
going away.
Fucked me,
someone
dude.
Going
14.
Away.
100 is my number. I should just pick one. No, 14 you said?
No, you're saying 100? Fine. I'll go 180.
Around.
Fuck it.
180.
180.
How many deaths per year via bee?
62 each year.
Oh!
I was almost
62
close.
Each year.
I win.
You know what I felt
nope,
like?
He went
I
over.
He won.
Price is right at the end.
We didn't say Price is Right.
Retail price.
We did not say Price is Right.
I win.
It's always Price is Right.
We all owe Godfrey a kiss on the lips.
I wish I could do my Steve Harvey, but that's the Price is Right.
That's true.
Family Feud.
You could do Steve Harvey hosting The Price is Right.
Yeah. You got the wrong answer, boy.
Yeah, I got his ass. I spend every day watching that
actual
video.
Retail price. Yeah, your ass. You got the boat, you got the car, but your ass should have guessed better.
Oh, hell yeah. Do Steve Harvey yelling at his tailor.
I don't like this.
This is fun. I'm having a good time. This is when I have fun. I put my fucking hands up.
So... I guess.
Don't punch anybody.
Yeah, don't punch people. It's okay.
No punching. No more violence. Stop. No more enough.
So, inmate, what is this one? Sometimes you guys pull these fucking stories. I don't even know what the hell this is. Inmate says woof woof moments before he's executed.
Ooh, last words. What would you your last words?
Look, it was a slow news cycle, but this guy muttered woof woof just before.
Oh,
moments before
that...
he succumbed to the lethal injection. They asked him if he had any final words. He said no. Then they administered the injection, and he blurted out woof woof just before taking four quick breaths, snoring four times, and then all movement stopped.
Was this the guy that was arrested for fucking dogs to death?
No, he slashed someone's throat.
Oh, that's sick.
I think it's a statement. I think he's saying you're treating me like a dog right now, like dogs get injections. Hmm. He's going, all right, you want to kill me via injection? Woof, woof.
Wow.
Maybe he was dreaming already?
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
He started kicking his leg.
Yeah, he's scratching his ear with his foot.
Oh, he's dreaming. Shh, he's dreaming.
He's murdering people.
That's woof. It's what he loves.
Maybe he just wanted to say something. He didn't have anything else to say, you know?
Woof, that's,
woof. Woof, woof, doggy.
What would be your final meal? You're being
pussy.
They're gonna murder you. The state's gonna murder you.
Nice stack of pussy.
Yeah, just fucking bring me fucking seven Asian women and eat their butts.
It's like, we don't do that. We do more food things. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I'd have waffles with chocolate ice cream.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, laugh it up, man. That's what the fuck I'm eating.
All right.
Because I'm a killer. That's the thing. You're laughing at a killer right now.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's a documentary about
killed him, man. Laugh again.
Yeah. I want sprinkles on it, too. And if they say anything, you know.
I'm a rainbow sprinkles,
give them the
motherfucker.
Eyes.
Yeah,
give them the
rainbow.
Eyes.
Give me this.
I'm like, hey, can I have a gun to eat? And then they give it to me. Go, aha. idiot.
Can I have the keys to my cell inside of a cake?
Like, fuck, we have to listen to him.
Damn it.
I take breakfast, like French toast.
Yeah, breakfast.
Scrambled
eggs. Oh, French toast.
They go obnoxious,
bacon,
though. You can have whatever
you
want,
whatever,
right?
Well, you want.
Whatever.
Yes.
There's
a
documentary.
You can have whatever shipped in.
About, because the person who makes the meal is just another prisoner. Like, it's not like they go someplace usually to get it. It's like someone that's made in the prison.
For the last meals?
Yeah, yeah. There's a documentary about a guy who was he was in prison for some reason, but he would
no,
make.
No, they'll bring McDonald's, like actual McDonald's.
I guess it depends on the prison.
Yeah, a bunch of serial killers have asked for fast food.
Yeah, I read a thing, like a list of famous, like, last meals.
That'd be a good ad for the fast food companies. To be like, hey, that's how fucking good we are. This guy wanted it as his last meal.
I would just order 30 Blue Chew. Just start shooting cum everywhere so I can get electrocuted.
Can I have a bottle of Drano, please? And you're like, yeah, fuck you, I do it myself.
Yeah, dude, I mean, it's your last time you're ever going to eat anything, I think.
I don't think I'd be hungry.
No, yeah, I wouldn't.
That would be the problem. But, I mean, you've also come to, because the process of getting put to death, it's a long process. It's not like you know, there's appeals. It's like years before you actually put to death. No. So by the time you get put to death, I think you've probably come to terms with it. You're probably seeing, they probably make you see a psychologist, right?
Yeah.
Or they probably suggest you seeing a psychologist.
Possibly. I don't know. I'm talking out of my pay grade here.
Well, I would assume that, like, just so you'd
you
have
think
to
they
fuck...
would have DoorDash or
just fucking okay. Uber Eats.
Yeah, Uber Eats.
Yeah,
Uber
Eats. Come on, man.
They forgot my fries.
The delivery guy's like, fucking gives a shit. You're dying.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume that you'd have to come to terms with the fact that you're going to die. There's a whole process shit. There.
I don't know. I bet everyone is sitting there looking at that phone waiting for the governor to call.
You think so?
Yeah. I bet so many people are going, he's calling. I got this.
Yeah. We should try to interview somebody on death row.
What? Damn.
I bet that'd be possible.
Yeah, I bet it would be.
Yeah. If you're on death row and you're listening now, feel free to email Shannon at her full home address.
On a burner phone.
You can reach out to me directly.
Oh, I bet people in prison love Shannon.
If you're on death row, answer Shannon's letter she sent you first.
That was only one guy and he wasn't on death row.
Oh, what a trooper.
Yeah, I think I would. So you, by the time you're going, you want your last meal. You want? I'd want it. I would. I'm a fat fuck though.
I would want it too.
I would want that last fucking meal. I think I'd
order
have to
so
get
much shit.
Some KFC, I think.
Yeah.
I think I get some KFC.
Chick-fil-A? No.
Yeah. Come on, you fucking.
I get Wendy's. I'll do my Wendy's Ooh. Joint.
Yeah.
How far KFC was John Wayne Gacy's last meal?
John Wayne Gacy's last meal is KFC.
KFC French fries and a pound of strawberries.
Oh. Okay.
And 12 fried shrimp.
It's kind of horny.
I get some Southeast Asian food, some Malaysian food.
Just fart everywhere.
Hell yes.
Yeah, do you get a last bowel movement? Like, or
it's going to happen no matter what.
Soon after.
Yeah.
Just get some
food. Like how much time do you have after
the meal?
Do you
get killed on a full stomach or do you get killed after you take a shit?
I don't think they care. They're like, you're not the only person here. We have many people to kill.
Maybe you eat and then a few hours later they kill, you know, they set up and I guess.
You know. Well, you read that too. Like some of the guys, they order these crazy elaborate meals and then they don't eat it. They don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
They just look at it.
Fuck.
That's sad.
Let's move on.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, dude, fuck. Come on. Yeah.
What's another story? That's a depressing one.
Oh, there's nothing else that's dark. I was going to try to find another. Oh, this is fun. New York City was named the rudest city in America.
Fuck
I
you.
I thought it was the friendliest a couple years ago. And now it's the rudest? I think they just make that shit up.
Who voted on that?
Some fucker from a whack-ass
bunch
city.
Of fucking cucks in Jersey.
Yeah. Leaving out of the tunnel.
Rudest city. It's not the rudest.
If someone gives you the option and they're like, hey, what do you think the rudest city is? They're going to be like, oh, I've seen movies in New York.
It's like, also, if we have the dumbest tourist, then the rude, like, you have to weigh in those factors,
get the fuck
too.
Out the way. Quit looking upward.
Yeah, like, living in St. Louis, why do you have to be rude? There's no reason fucking rude. Everybody's white and happy.
It's fantastic. They got the nice arch. They won the Stanley Cup last year.
I was just in St. Louis. It's a black city. Very black city.
Actually, there's a lot of black people in St. Louis.
Very black city.
St. Lunatic.
Some would say too black.
You got East St. Louis. You got St. Louis. Oh, shit. Yeah, there's plenty of black people. Kansas City, plenty of black people.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining. Any place but there. We can dance the hoochie-coochie. We can be my tootsie-wootsie. If you will meet me in St. Louis, Louis, meet me at the fair.
Oh, shit.
Fair.
That part. Well, that part fucked it all up. It was all smooth and shit.
At the fair.
Damn it. I hate being a teenager.
That was garbage at the end. Damn you. You had it.
So what is the rudest city that you've ever been to? I'll tell you right now, New York's not rude.
At all.
No.
You know who's rude? People that aren't used to, here. If you go to Times Square, people are not used to being packed together that
Times Square's not New York City.
So what's going to happen is you have a billion fucking people in a small place, and one person that's a fucking rude dickhead is going to stand out.
Right.
You encounter the same way you also encounter Christians and fucking bankers and fucking billionaires and homeless people. There's every type of person all mixed in. Yeah. So you're going to bump into some rudies every once in a while.
Of course.
But I would say on average, New Yorkers.
Friendly.
Not only honest, friendly, excited to be alive.
Excited to be alive. We're living always saying, pardon me, excuse me.
Most opportunity in the world. Like everyone here is trying to live their dream.
That's right.
It's a different thing here. There's an attitude that New York has. It's nowhere else I've seen anywhere else in the world. Yeah, LA has some of it, but it's a little bit too laid back. New York is like, if you're here, you're fucking ready to get in there and win.
I think LA would be ruder than New York.
I agree.
LA fucking is number two on the list.
LA is a bunch of fucking cunts.
You need to switch.
Yeah,
L.A. is definitely.
It's unfair when you consider how many people we have compared to a smaller city. Like, how is that even fair?
Geographically, we're just packed in.
It should be borough.
And so you deal with people better. Actually, when you're around people, you deal with them better. But in L.A., you're in your car.
Yeah.
How are they defining rude? So that's the other thing.
Fair,
is it rude like, you know, will not hold the door for you? Like, what are they?
They just.
I guess it's
not very talkative at the store. I've got to go. I don't fucking.
It's a weird thing because you're in New York City. We are all combined. You go on a subway together. You have 150 people in a car, and everybody has their fucking, like, it's a bubble around them where they're not interacting.
That's polite.
Yeah, because you're on a fucking train.
Because you can't literally say, hello, how are you? Hello, how are you?
That'll be weird.
You're psychotic.
I saw a guy. I do that. I saw a guy walk down. This was like 2 weeks ago. Walk down the street and say hi to every single
person.
And it was very obvious he was on drugs. Like it was just very clear.
Yeah, like, trying to act like he's not on drugs. On and New hello York to you. Subway. Yes, I am not on acid. Hello.
That's weird.
That's crazy.
Very average.
It's too much.
I think almost every major European city's got to be ruder.
Paris.
Yeah, when you go overseas.
Paris. Amsterdam, they were rude as fuck.
It take
Americans.
Too long in line.
Paris.
Something?
They were shitty. If you were American, well, this was also back then. Now it's probably even worse. They were just so condescending toward me and my friends. And granted, we were fucking 21-year-old kids banging hookers and smoking weed in Amsterdam. We should have been fine. We were obnoxious. But
now we're guys in our 30s doing that.
Yeah. Now we don't have to go to Amsterdam for it.
Nice.
But yeah, that they were
Paris is rude as fuck. Because if you don't know French and you're American, woo. Yeah. They don't want, even if you're asking for directions, I don't send, fuck you.
It is Nord. You must go Nord.
No. Oh, you don't say the D? No. Well, fuck you.
Seat. Uist.
Yeah, it's the worst.
You must hit three blocks, Uist.
Are you trying to fucking ruin your voice when you talk? Why do you sound like that?
I do a great French accent.
No, I'm saying that's why they sound stupid.
Uist.
Yeah, that's great.
That's your accent.
That's my French accent.
Nice. I would love to go. I've never been to Europe or France.
You should go.
You could have just said Europe.
I know.
You should just go with your jiu-jitsu skills now.
Dude, go to
case somebody goes like, oh, look at this punk right here. I told you, get out of here. Oh, ooh la la.
I bet this guy is only a blue belt.
Yeah. Oh, look at this redhead guy.
Not even doing jiu-jitsu anymore.
It would be Jajambre. It's Jajambre.
You look like a real pussy.
Hey, Jacques, look at this guy.
I'm getting bullied in France. This sucks.
why are you wearing that belt, you pussy?
I'm wearing my black belt.
You're wearing your black belt.
Alouette, Jean-Louis.
Beating with a baguette. Fuck out of here.
Frère Jacques.
Frère Jacques. Dormez-vous.
Like, where are your prostitutes? Okay.
Yeah, so all right, this EMT was charged with murdering his wife.
Whoa!
With eye drops, which is creative.
Ooh.
You mean he poisoned her eye drops?
I don't know. What do you do?
Kept stabbing her in the eye in the bottle?
No, so it's actually, there is a chemical found in eye drops. Wait, I'm trying to find what it's called. Oh, tetrahydrozoline.
Yes, tetrahydrozoline.
Write it down, please.
Yeah, that. And they found it in her toxicology report. What? And the only thing they can connect it to is eye drops. So they think that he was poisoning her, which as a bartender, we were told a long time ago that it doesn't work to like make people sick anymore. But I guess you could really fuck someone up with eye drops.
With eye drops? Oh. Wait, why? As a bartender? Wait,
they're supposed to like make you like poop yourself. Like they like give you an upset stomach. That's what I was told like coming up as a bartender. And then I heard that they took
that. So if you have an asshole, is it because if you have an asshole client, you do eye drops in his?
Yeah. I'm like, I gotta use the bathroom. Yeah. Oh, not yourself. I was doing myself.
It's in like Pretty Woman or something. It's in a very popular movie.
Damn.
There's a moment where they just put a couple of drops in there. But so you can kill someone with it, apparently.
Yeah, Shannon always.
You can kill somebody with eye drop. Fuck. A couple of
drops.
Can
I tell you a secondhand story I heard about, kind of vaguely about this?
Good.
This guy took secondhand story, not I mean me. This guy took a woman on a date, and they're talking. She goes to the bathroom, she comes back, and then she's like, I feel terrible. And then she kind of like vaguely shits herself, and he goes, I live very close. Let's just go back to my place. We could take care of it there.
Yeah. I have diapers.
Yeah, I've got to take care. They go to his place. She showers, and when she gets out of the shower, she finds him in her pants eating her shit that she shit herself with.
Yo, son.
That story insane. Was told and on my podcast.
You heard
that?
That
was a first date story. It was told on the Vegas podcast.
I apologize. I heard it. I didn't hear it on the podcast. I don't listen to your podcast.
Well, whose story is it? Because you can say it, obviously, right?
Eating
I'm trying
doo-doo.
To remember who it was.
Dude, I heard it. I heard it
remember
mic.
If I knew someone that had that story.
Pause with that.
Crazy.
Fuck. Pause.
So he poisoned, not poisoned is a strong word, but he made her shit. Like he gave her Epicac or something. I don't know, shit herself.
What?
And
the
he loves it. He likes eating shit.
Ugh. How many girls did he make shit themselves? And they're like, hey, I gotta go home. And he's like, no, come to my place. And they're like, I shit myself. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
So he's just making these bitches shit themselves.
Crazy.
He's like,
I'm
one
so
out of 400
glad I'm not
women come home with me.
Yeah.
It's a game of numbers.
Just shit their pants.
Damn.
I got plenty of wet wipes. Come on.
Wow.
That's a bit much.
That's a
bit much. Yeah, I would say it's a bit much.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that, man? No, I'm just kidding.
The restaurants, do you want to take your left there? He's like, oh, we're fine.
All right, we're gonna wrap the show with the script. We have a Christmas script. Mm. Shannon?
Do I have to read anything? I hate reading.
Oh, they're on the table.
Did you cast everybody already?
Shit.
So here's the thing. There's 12 different parts. So you guys, we have Godfrey here, so he can, I feel like, play many.
We have we have seven people.
Oh, well, this is a black guy. Yeah. Work harder. That's not fair.
It's fucked up.
He does the voices.
Oh.
Okay, so there's a narrator, Lewis, Harrington, Shannon, Nate, Ghost of Christmas Past, Ghost of Christmas Present,
8-year-old Lewis, Lewis's mom, Lewis's sister, Ian, and
Zach.
Jesus
Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Shannon, can you just cast everyone real
Do
quick?
You guys all have parts too?
Well, yeah.
You're going to be Nate and Shannon.
Yeah.
I'll do the ghosts. Right.
You're Lewis and
Nate, you want to be the narrator?
I could be
as well.
Ghost.
I'll be 8-year-old Lewis. I'll be Lewis.
Yeah, okay. I'll do ghosts or something.
Godfrey will be the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future.
Okay. Yeah, past and present. And then we need Lewis's mom, Lewis's sister, and Ian.
I'll be that.
Which one?
Ian?
Oh, I was going to be all three. I'll be Ian.
Can I not be anything? I mean, it'd be so funny if I wasn't.
No, I don't think Diego knows how to read. He's like freaking the fuck out.
Diego.
I'm holding it sideways.
Diego, you can't armbar the script.
No, how about I skip this?
Yeah, give me one. I don't care.
Diego's in side control on this piece of paper.
Diego can be Lewis's mom and Lewis's sister.
Okay.
Okay, be and my mom and my sister. Okay.
And I'm just Ian?
Yep.
And what is Zach?
I'm me.
Zach.
I have one line.
Zach. Godfrey's the ghost.
And we're going to come back next week ghosts. And do this?
No, we're doing this right now.
All right. And we're expected to be off book next
you're
week.
You're Ian. You're my. No, you're. Be my sister. You be my mom.
Sister. I'm sister.
Your sister. You're my mom. You're Zach. Everyone's got their roles?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
All right. Here it is. Hold on. I need a script. I only have four.
Oh.
Godfrey has two.
Your Godfrey has two.
Godfrey, you don't need one script per character.
Who wrote this?
A fan. Who wrote it? What's the fan's name?
Someone wrote this?
Yeah, fan sent in fan fiction.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Work harder at your real job.
Okay. The Real Ass Podcast, hosted by Luis J. Gomez, presents Luis J. Gomez reading a Real Ass Christmas Carol starring Luis J. Gomez.
All right.
By who was this written by? Do
we're
we know?
Finding out right
all
now.
All right, well, we'll read it at the end. It's
we'll
fine.
Tell them at the end. Okay.
Your sister's not in this. I don't see it anywhere.
In the not-so-distant future, Luis J. Gomez rides an Uber anxiously down the New York City streets to the Gas Digital studio for a now 45-minute late Real Ass podcast on Christmas Eve. Luis J.'s further success in podcasting has Luis J. become more arrogant and neglect his family and friends. Luis J. has gotten 45 pounds heavier and wears even more obnoxious orange-tinted glasses that he also stole from his producer, Nate. The Uber stops in front of the Gas studio.
Could you have taken a slower route, doggy? Fuck your tip.
Lewis pulls his standard alpha move and leaves the Uber door open as he exits.
Did it at the Christmas party.
Despite being angry, the Uber driver rides off, fearing the rage from the Joan Jett of comedy. Lewis paces to the studio and sees a homeless Mike Harrington.
Who's Harrington?
I'll be him. Spare some change, Lewis.
Here's your change. Merry Christmas.
Lewis J. farts in Mike Harrington's face and steals the 7 cents from his change cup. Defeated, Mike Harrington gets up and walks around the corner and proceeds to suck off his usual male customers for food money. Lewis enters the podcast studio.
Shannon, where are our guests?
It's Christmas Eve, Lewis. They had to leave to go see their families.
What? Fuck them. Nothing is more important than doing my podcast. We need to do at least one with Zach and I.
I would, but the stream stopped while we were testing it out.
Lewis J. begins to go off on a long rant, hurling various obscenities and racial slurs at Shannon.
I don't know how a script works. You'd write the words of the long rant.
He's very lazy.
This guy's a fucking lazy bitch.
While she rolls her eyes and watches his fat jiggle, Nate chimes in. Crikey. Spelt wrong, so.
Crikey.
Crikey. Nice one, dude. Crikey. Very clever.
Once you get this stream fixed, we'll get... Once you get the stream fixed, then we'll talk getting you that 1% raise I keep pretending to promise you.
Crikey, crikey. Nate rides his pet... That's what it says.
So funny.
Nate rides his pet kangaroo back to the computer and fix the stream.
I like that. I'm going to take a shit.
Lewis J.
Why is there so much narration?
Oh, my God. I have the biggest role. Lewis J. enters the restroom and sits on the toilet playing Fortnite on his phone. Tired from the night before when Lewis J. consumed large amounts of cocaine and had gross sex, Lewis J. had what the fuck had with a woman who was clearly a 3, but Lewis pretends she was actually a 7. Lewis J. falls asleep mid-shit. He's awoken later that night by a ghostly slap to his slightly above average penis.
Okay, I have to admit I did write this.
I told you, Zach, it was only one time.
What? Never mind. Wake up, fag. It's the ghost of Christmas past. I've come to help you change your ways and other gay shit like that.
Change my ways? I don't have to change shit. I'm the Joan Jett of comedy, the Ellis Mania champ.
Yeah, yeah, shut the fuck up. Let's fly.
The ghost of Christmas past grabs Lewis's penis and they both fly into the night sky.
Ah, where are you taking me?
Hey, I'm taking you back to your childhood to show you at a time where you were more innocent and less of an asshole.
The duo lands in front of a house on a Christmas morning. Lewis J sees a younger version of himself, his mother and his sister.
This is your 8-year-old self in one of your better Christmas mornings.
Lewis J watches his family gather around each other. Lewis's mom clearly nodding off from her recent heroin dose.
Where are our presents?
Oh, I hid them around the house. Go.
Lewis's mom nods off.
Mom is having one of her naps again. Let's go find the presents.
Lewis and his sister search for the clearly non-existent presents. That was instead spent on heroin, but the fun they have searching for the presents makes up for the disappointment.
That would be nice.
Lewis J. ponders the memory and looks visibly sad.
I must leave you now, but you will be visited by 2 more ghosts before this night is over, asshole.
The ghost of Christmas past flies off as the ghost of Christmas present appears.
Sup, my dude? I'm here to show you what your life is like now, bitch.
The ghost of Christmas present grabs Lewis J and they fly off on a penny board to Beatus's apartment.
Beatus.
That's who it is. Beatus.
Beatus.
Beatus watches as baby James open presents on Christmas Day.
Where the hell am I?
Yo, son, your arrogant behavior has caused you to neglect your son and instead host more podcasts to expand your influence and ego. Eventually, your family moved on and Beatrice got a new boyfriend.
Lewis groans as he expects to see Beatrice's big-dicked black boyfriend, but instead Lewis spots Ian Fidance behind Beatrice.
Oh, it's making me angry.
It's actually your line is what?
What? No, not that, idiot.
Yup. Ian is your now baby James' new dad.
Lewis struggles to contain his anger as Ian hugs baby James and watches him open presents.
Once we're done, James, I explain to you why tranny sex is the best kind of sex.
Lewis screams into the night as baby James and Beatrice cheer as Ian pulls up a chart.
No, Beatrice!
The ghost of Christmas present comforts Lewis as he cries.
I'm sorry, Lewis, but I must leave you now for the final ghost of the night.
The ghost of Christmas the ghost of Christmas present flies off as everything goes black.
What is going on? Anyone out there?
A light in the short distance show the ghost of Christmas yet to come. A fog surrounds the ghost of Christmas yet to come, who is wearing a cloak. Lewis J can clearly see the ghost is Ari Shaffir, who for some reason is completely nude under the cloak. Lewis J can see the ghost's semi-erect penis and gross Jewish nose and grin.
Ah, a Jew.
The ghost of Christmas yet to come points to a graveyard. Lewis looks over to see Zach, Amico, and Shannon staring at a gravestone.
I miss your very large penis and the gross but clearly consensual sex we used to have. I also miss the way you made fun of my weird titties.
They are weird titties.
Wish you were here, buddy. Mark Random has taken over all the podcasts on Gas Digital, making the downloads and views significantly dropped off.
Zach, Amico, and Shannon leaves the graveyard as Lewis J. walks over the gravestone. The gravestone reads, Lewis J. Gomez, died as he lived, a proud white man.
More power.
No!
As he wakes up on the toilet in the Gas Digital studio, Lewis quickly leaves the bathroom and see that only 10 minutes has passed. Lewis sees Shannon and Nate and hugs Shannon.
Lewis, what's wrong?
I'm just happy to see you. So have the rest of the day off for Christmas. Also, Shannon, I'm going to pay for your breast surgery to fix your gross, weird titties.
Cricky!
Yes, Nate. Not only will I give you a raise, but I'm going to increase it to 2%. I'm also going to stop stealing your look starting now.
Lewis J. breaks his orange-tinted glasses. Cricky. Cricky.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
I have to leave now. I need to see my son.
Lewis J. runs out of the studio and runs into Mike Harrington servicing one of his male customers. Lewis J. starts to throw money at Mike.
Harrington, you can have all the change you want. You can even have a job as the Gas Digital janitor.
Harrington, who still has a cock in his mouth, muffles in excitement. Lewis runs down the New York City streets to Beatrice's apartment, where his son is staying. Lewis J. just happens to see Ian Fidance, and using his impressive MMA skills, drop kicks Ian right in the throat. Lewis continues to run as Ian dies from the lack of air.
Yes.
Lewis J. reaches Beatrice's apartment and pounds on the door. Baby James just happens to open the door. Lewis embraces his son.
I love you, baby boy. I promise I'll always put you first.
Louis J., now a changed man, continues to perform good deeds and truly embrace Christmas. Wow. The end.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Ow! Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone. What a beautiful story.
That was from Zach Smith.
Zach Smith.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Zach Smith. I appreciate it. This has been a fun show.
Yay.
It's a lot of fun, guys. I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas.
That's to you. What the fuck is... What is this?
The fuck is that?
What is it, Shannon?
I don't know.
It's a flood watch.
Just fucking turn it off.
Got it.
Christ almighty.
Hey, did you learn nothing from the fucking story, Lewis?
God damn it, Shannon. Would your weird titty hit the space bar?
It was all a dream. Lewis is still a cunt.
Look, thank you for watching the show. Realize Podcast. We love you guys. Thanks to Godfrey, Diego, and Scott for coming out today. Merry Christmas, guys. Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
I will check you guys on Friday.
Happy New Year. Peace. Enjoy. See you in 2020. Peace.
That's all, folks.